So we start finding a nice and comfortable posture with the way we sit. Again, coming into contact with our body as we settle into a most suitable posture for working with the mind. Yeah, making use of these precious conditions we find ourselves in right now. Having a healthy body and mind. Practice to achieve the highest aim, peerless, perfect understanding. As we let our awareness descend throughout the body, we let go of whatever hinders our mind from coming to rest in the present, releasing distractions and agitation, settling into a state of vigilance and being highly awake, fully aware, and simultaneously very relaxed and at ease, watching sensations throughout the body as they arise. Whatever discomfort we might experience, we gently let go by softening into these areas a little bit. Having our attention on the natural flow of our breathing. And as the breath comes in, we know, I breathe in. And as the breath goes out, we are highly aware. I breathe out. Watching sensations where they most noticeably arise as you breathe in this way. and cultivating our intention out of this presence, we can do so by thinking that when we learn about our own mind, we automatically learn about the minds of others. When we understand our own mind, how it operates, we understand much more how the minds of others operate. Learning how to truly benefit ourselves, we will know how to truly benefit others. Knowing how delusions and afflictions arise in our mind, we can understand and know how and why they arise in others' minds. And only when we truly know how to be compassionate and patient with ourselves, we can know how to truly love others. In this way, working on ourselves automatically becomes working for others. Having this pure intention for our meditation, then it gets very powerful. It gets limitless, infinitely beneficial. So you can expand your mind by thinking every time you bring your mind back to the breath, you did something for all sentient beings, for the benefit, in order to liberate. With this thought, we become aware of our breath, becoming aware of the subtle sensations in the area of our nostrils, developing an ongoing flow of awareness that holds this object with all its mindfulness, being fully present with that, with a spirit of joy and compassion. with every out-breath, letting go of distractions. With every in-breath, sharpening our awareness. Letting go of the grasping of our conceptual mind that always wants to entertain itself, but developing this basic sense of simplicity, being fully content with the sensations of the breath at the entrance of our nostrils, being highly aware of that in the present moment. In this way, practicing a basic development of being sane, developing sanity, with all our focus and an equanimous state of mind. If it helps you, you can remember counting your breath, making use of that. Whenever you get distracted, giving yourself a smile and happily returning to the breath, seeing this as a joyful challenge and not as a burden. And I know it's not easy to familiarize yourself with the mind in this way, with single-pointedness. It's very difficult, actually. But you have to know that if you spend half an hour only bringing your mind back to the object, only doing that, and this half an hour was very worthwhile. Very meaningful for training your mind. So we have to develop patience for that, with a loving attitude, being gentle with ourselves, knowing how to relax about things, but making effort in this relaxed manner. striving for understanding. Abiding with the sensations of the breathing for a few more moments in the area of the nostrils. And then we shift our focus and we bring this single-pointed quality of mindfulness to the domain of the mind itself. Rising up to observe the mind itself. This domain wherein mental events and thoughts, emotions arise and fade. So try to take a step back and see this space of mind with all that arises within this space, just letting it be, letting it come and go, whatever it may be. Single-pointedly observing the nature of these events without grasping, without aversion, without judgment. But single-pointedly watch this play like you would watch a dance with an ongoing flow of awareness. Watching the play of your mind as it unfolds in the moment right now. making your awareness very precise, and seeing that there is always some kind of thought, some kind of mental event. And you just observe this. Observing images, mental events, and feelings. Not meditating from your head with pressure, but with a sense of ease and curiosity, meditating from your heart. Being highly aware of these events, observing them. When you feel that now that you look, there is no thought at all, your mind is totally blank, then see that this is also a thought, isn't it? And then you observe the nature of the thought, my mind is blank. And if you feel it's difficult for you to know what to attend to, then experiment with deliberately creating a thought, creating a mental image. Any thought will do. Then as you do so, observe its nature. Become aware of the continuity of your mind. What happens next? What comes up next? Then if it helps you, you can use labeling and see memory, mental image, frustration. Memory. In this way, following this ongoing continuity of your mind, without getting stuck with anything particular, abiding in this space of observation. If you get lost in thoughts and emotions, or space out a little bit, not knowing what to do, you can simply relax a little bit and come back to your breath for a few moments, refocusing yourself, centering yourself. Then once you are centered again, you can again venture into the mind itself. This way, having the breathing as your home base, from where you can hover up to the mind, observing in a vigilant, relaxed manner whatever comes, whatever it does, we observe very objectively, single-pointedly. What happens in the mind? What is there right now? Look. And then we can gently release these appearances and dedicate our positive energy created in this session in the spirit of bodhicitta, dedicating this positive energy to the welfare of ourselves as well as the welfare of all sentient beings, making our dedication vast, reaching the end of limitless space, including every single being in our dedication, wanting them to be happy, not wanting them to suffer, not to forget even about one, dedicating this positivity, spreading it in the sense of bodhicitta, with a wish to become ourselves a Buddha in order to be of greatest benefit to others.